What's up, boys and ghouls? It's spooky season now. And it's always a good time for the NFW during spooky season. So what are we beginning with? Well, we are beginning with, well, a few years ago, we did Pet Sematary. And you know what? It's been a while, so why not?
It's been a while!
Let's continue with Pet Sematary 2. Yep, no more Herman Munster, but we do have Clancy Brown and Edward Furlong a year after Terminator 2. So it should be a good-ass time. So, I am Jake the Snake. I didn't introduce myself, I realized. Yep, that's who I am. And with me, as always, Nudie.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, Edward Furlong, before he found out that crack is a hell of a drug.
Yep.
He used also to be my crush when I was 12. I saw him in Terminator 2, and I was, this magic moment. So I rented this, Pet Sematary 2, and Dr. Giggles for my birthday. Had a slumber party with the projector.
Nice.
And Edward Furlong's future wife, at least she wishes she was, probably back then, at least probably not now, that's yeah. Mona.
No way. We'd left him.
And, well, it's a good-ass story, people, but there's also Mr. Shit-on-a-Stick Willis.
Yeah, shit-stick I am today, goddammit. Yes, yes.
Andrew's running a little bit late. Maybe he'll join us, maybe he won't, but I guess we'll see. So, all right, we have this movie. You know the drill. When I say 3, 2, 1, go, you go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What did you say?
Sorry. I didn't leave. That was beautiful, Willis.
I ain't seen this in a long ass time.
Yeah, me either. I think I actually saw this before I saw the first movie.
Nah, I know I seen the first movie because HBO used to play that shit to death.
Yeah, somehow I never saw it till we did it on the show.
Wow.
I love this one. And it has a great soundtrack.
They ain't play this one as much as they did part one.
Clancy Brown is fucking awesome, as he always is.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite roles of his.
That new one's supposed to come out in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
On Paramount Plus. And I'm glad that Five Nights at Freddy's is going to be on Peacock, so I don't have to go to the movies to go see it. I can watch it at home. Dead is better.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. It looks interesting. I mean, I wish it was like more of a prequel to the original than the remake, but oh well. What can you do?
Right.
I'm at least glad they're doing the whole Timothy Baderman story in this one.
Devil Eyes. Back in 1800.
Mm-hmm. Yep. By the Frankenstein.
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 Yep, directed by Mary Lambert again.
I'm sorry.
It was Nudie. Grabbed her booby.
I saw a titty.
I bet he does, Nudie.
All I can see is the glow of the titty.
Oh, Mary Lambert, the director of the first one, directs this, and then she goes on to direct Mega Python versus Gatoroid.
What? What a great movie.
Mommy.
I don't want that fool down here.
The love of my life when I was 12.
Yeah, me and your pa are not getting back together.
And she's going to make sure of that.
He's probably wearing the same outfit he had on in Terminator.
It almost looked like it.
Yeah. Although that looks more like the one that his friend was wearing.
Yeah.
A little ginger kid.
Ginger kid. I've not seen this in a while.
Spooky music.
So I just put a shit ton of Halloween shows on Plex. And I put one on there called Making Monsters. It was on the Travel Channel in like 2011 to 2013. Uh-oh. Oh my God.
Now she's going to turn into the Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah. Never good being the mother of Edward Furlong in movies.
I know, right?
Heck, I even think, yeah, there's a deleted scene of Detroit Rock City that reveals that his mom's dead in that one, too.
She's burnt to a crisp.
That was a way to die, huh?
Yep.
So, yeah, Making Monsters. And it's about a effects studio like that does all these kind of movies of gory effects and stuff. And he gets hired to, like, make haunted houses and all kinds of different things. And it was on for 2 seasons. It's really awesome because they show you how they make all the masks and everything else, the animatronics. It's called Making Monsters. It's on Plex. And there's, like, one episode where they made... I guess for the Vegas thing up for Kiss. So they made all the Kiss animatronics that played the songs while they're like on stage, you know, at the Kiss Museum or whatever. So it's really fucking cool. And it was on for like 2 years, but then I don't know why it didn't come back on after that, but really, really good.
Kiss, gross. Old, gross, sleazy, greasy Jews.
Okay.
They're gross.
Tell us what you really feel.
Always.
Anyway, watch the show. You'll love it. And then there's Halloween Wars on there, which is another great show.
Oh, I remember that.
Do you know that?
I said I remember that.
It's been on 12 years.
Yeah, but now that there's streaming, I don't watch regular TV. When I had, like, just basic cable, it was on all the time.
There he is. Like I said, probably one of my favorite roles of his, next to the Gergen and Highlander. Better to burn out than fade away.
He scared me in New Dexter.
Yeah, he's great in everything.
Yep, but he never scared me or creeped me out till Dexter.
I think I first saw him in Bad Boys with Sean Penn. That fucking movie, I love that movie.
That's a really good movie.
I do, I like it, but there's some bad scenes in it, but...
What, the rapies?
Yeah, the rapies. But I love the movie, it's so good. What else? He was in a movie with Tom Berenger.
Shawshank Redemption.
No, they were.
Oh.
The movie I thought it was Sidney Poitier, I think, and Tom Berenger, and they were going up on the mountains to get this escape killer. And they're like doing a tour on the mountains.
Oh, yeah. And Kirstie Alley was the wife, right?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I just don't remember the title.
That was a really good movie, too.
Yeah, about Shawshank Redemption. Well, of course, unfortunately, he was in the Nightmare on Elm Street remake.
Ooh.
Ooh, Clancy Brown?
Yeah.
SpongeBob?
Kyle Gallner's dad.
Kyle Gallner.
Yeah. You don't even look like the same person anymore.
Well, that's what happens when you get old.
Yeah. He was in a movie I was watching. What was it? Smile, and didn't he realize that was him? Because he was actually acting for once.
He wasn't getting by with his droopy eyes?
No, he looked like a regular person now. I guess once he got older, the droopy eyes went bye-bye.
Oh, nice. Oh, he's in The Mandalorian.
I had to check out that one movie he's in, Kyle Gallner, The Passenger. That's really good.
Passengers?
The Passenger. Yeah, a lot of people say probably his best performance in that movie.
Wasn't he in Red State?
I think so. I haven't seen that one, though.
Red State? Would you consider that a horror movie?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in so long.
That's
I don't
Kevin
really remember what it's about.
Yeah.
That's a Kevin Smith joint, right?
Yeah.
I remember liking it, but I've never watched it.
Well, the trivia thing, that was one of the questions. Like, what's his name's first horror movie directed? Kevin Smith?
Yeah.
And then Red State. I was like, I don't consider that a horror movie.
Was it about kids rebelling or something?
No, it was about the church. It was at the church.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had seen it so long ago, I don't remember anything about it.
And they was there for the rapture.
I remember liking it.
You think it's something else, and then there's a twist. You know what the fuck?
He said he didn't have enough money to make the ending that he wanted to make for that movie. So that's why it ended the way it did.
Yeah, watch it again.
Remember, I haven't seen it, so don't say anything else.
Go watch it after this.
I don't even know if I have it on Plex.
After this, might be putting a kid to bed.
Oh, yeah. That's an adventure by itself. She getting older now. She gonna start rebelling about, I don't want to go sleep, Dad.
Yeah. She usually gets fussy about that if she's napped. But she hasn't napped today, so.
So you good. She gonna be knocked out for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, give me those kitties.
Don't you have enough cats?
Yes. Yes, Willis.
Kick them all.
That's all I hear. Yeah, cute little kittens.
That would be me. You can have one. Okay, I'll take the box of kitties.
Yeah, too bad they're in a Stephen King movie. You know something bad's going to happen.
He took off.
Yeah.
Zowie. I can't remember the name of the fucking dog in this movie.
I was just realizing that dog kind of looks like our dog. Except ours is, like, all white. I love how in this movie Clancy's got the pain accent now.
Out of nowhere.
I was going out by him. That was just one of the few things that I didn't like about the remake. It's like, come on, why can't John Lithgow have the accent?
He didn't even try. I guess he said, I can't be Fred Gwynn, so I'm not even going to attempt it.
Yeah. I mean, I always think it's just like the region. I mean, you know, Clancy Brown's got the accent in this, and oh, what was that movie, Graveyard Shift? The boss in that movie had that accent as well.
Yeah.
Oh. I saw that. That's what my kitties will do to you.
Yeah, right.
What a weird thing to say.
I know, right?
People do used to do that all the time.
Trying to be a douchebag. Look, he is. He's the great douchebag. He looks so young here, considering what he looked like. Why didn't he just say,
did you know he used to fuck your mother?
Pretty much what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could have been your father.
Bullies, like every Stephen King story.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Mostly.
He has a kitty.
I don't condone what these bullies are about to do, but damn, why would you bring a cat to school with you?
Because it's his best friend.
Well, would you take the cat to school?
Being a dummy. What happened with the cat? Gotta pee.
I guess he's never been to public school before.
Yeah, maybe. Bully, yeah, I've seen him like first few seasons of Roseanne. I think it was like Becky's boyfriend.
Becky.
Oh, I remember that. Kitty.
Who's that guy that kid played in before? He looks like he's familiar.
Which one?
The guy being the bully.
I just said he was on Roseanne.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Furlong.
Oh, oh no.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He was in that. He was sad.
Yeah.
He was crying when the aunt died. Big. He's the friend in Big.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He's an overboard.
There you go. The friend in Big. The stealing the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they going to kill the cat?
No.
L7.
You're going to sell it to a Chinese restaurant? Oh, no. I did it again.
Yeah, one thing I can definitely say about this movie, it does got a pretty kick-ass soundtrack.
Everybody's a douchebag in this movie.
Well, people are douchebags a lot in Stephen King movies.
Brutal ones.
Yeah, Stephen must have had a pretty rough childhood.
Hey, I got bullied really fucking bad.
The Creed House. Yeah, that totally looks like the Creed House, for sure. Spot on.
Apollo Creed?
Yep.
He comes out.
Definitely gonna be a rematch.
Clyde.
Be mad too if my name was Clyde.
That's why he's a dick.
Yes. Jump on him and smother him. The chubby guy's only been in Forrest Gump as the fat teen. Leap of Faith, and this movie.
Forrest Gump. Come on, Eddie. You haven't started a 14-pack-a-day smoke yet. Let's go. No, he lost.
That's what happens when you don't have a big old cyborg as your friend.
I know, right?
Or you don't fucking fight back.
He's like the evil kids in It. Hey, you know that kid was in Roseanne?
Funny.
Hey. Shut up.
You know, a guy who does Bob on Bob Burgers does a... Archer as well. That's a whole callback. That was 10 years.
That was
you
a good one.
Listen to every episode we've done. You will get that.
That was a good one.
Back from the Gwen days, I believe.
Yeah, I can't get hold of that fucker. I hope he's not dead.
Who?
This dude, Gwen, that used to be on our show, he was a fucking riot.
Yeah.
Can't find him?
No,
Gwen was not his real name, in case you're wondering. That's just his stage name, shall we say. Podcast name.
He was in the Army, going through some discharge issues. And then he would disappear for a while, then he would come back. But none of us could ever get in touch with him. And I had his phone number, and I sent him a text. I was like, hey, you still alive? And then some girl said, this isn't Gwen. And she goes, I'm 15, you want to talk?
Oh, no!
I said, no thanks, see you later.
Oh, no! That was Catch a Predator. That was Chris Hansen.
I know.
Right, right over here.
I was like, no thank you, good night.
Block.
Yeah.
Dang.
Delete that phone number real quick.
That was take a seat right over here. That's all that was.
I have connection on Dropbox to his old podcast, so I put a message in there hoping that maybe he'll see something new popped in, but he's never responded, so I don't know.
What's his podcast?
Devil's Dialogue.
Yeah, it's probably not even online anymore.
He went, he's hiding.
Yeah,
I have, like, maybe
stopped doing that for a while, but what, you have episodes?
Yeah, I have some episodes saved.
I have some too.
I don't think I have one of the best ones with Cordell's mom.
I could be a bitch!
Turning the internet off. Uh-oh. Yeah. And he's an asshole. Mm-hmm.
Goosed.
Goosted.
It's a new goose story.
Alright, Willis, I got your fucking Ghostbusters bullshit ready to go.
Good, good. Nice and short and to the point.
Fucking Willis.
Oh, cool. They're...
But they're actually good.
Yeah, Ghostbusters was my shit, too.
I'll be sitting there with two gummies that night.
You'll be fine. It's just like watching the movie. Exactly like watching the movie.
Except Garfield is the voice of Venkman.
Right.
At least in the first two ones, and then Uncle Joey takes over.
Yeah, and it didn't sound right when Uncle Joey took over. Arsenio Hall was doing the voice of Winston in the first couple of seasons.
For some reason, I always seem to associate Uncle Joey's voice a lot more than Garfield's voice. Lorenzo Music, that's right, that was his name. Yeah.
And it's funny, they said Ernie Hudson actually applied for the voice to play Winston on the cartoon, and they said, your voice don't sound like he's supposed to be playing Winston.
Damn.
What kind of shit is that? He was like, yeah, but I was Winston in the movie. They just still didn't care. And Arsenio got that joint. Pervy ass.
Yeah, right?
Right in front of my, right in front of Fat Boy. Nudie coming home. When he was a kid.
My dad worked two jobs, so I never got to see any of that fun stuff. Thank God.
Fun stuff.
I think my aunt had chairs like that.
Doesn't work like that, kiddo.
Attaboy.
I see they're going to bring out the 4K of the Monster Squad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let some asshole be shitty to my son.
That's a good one.
That's fucked up. I would have stabbed him already. In the throat. Watch him bleed out.
It takes the food right off the kid's plate.
I know, right? That's the only way he can see mommy again. In the movies. So sad. So sad, poor little boy.
She said no before she died. Jeez.
No, she didn't say no.
She don't get
said,
your hopes up.
We're trying, but don't get your hopes up.
Yeah.
That's not a no.
It means no.
No means no. Don't get your hopes up does not.
It does to me.
I know for a long. I can't believe she's dead too.
I gotta go to the comic book store. I gotta pick up Wolverine versus the Predator.
Thanks.
Bro's running outside with his heart on.
Yeah, boy, here comes that party.
How can you just shoot a dog? I get he's a freaking cop or whatever, but what the hell?
Yeah.
Stop looking at me like that.
Shot that dog like it was nothing.
Poor dog. Oh, yeah. This is,
I remember this song made Tyler say he cried a lot to it.
Who? You did?
No, Tyler. He's. I think you've been on a show with him before.
No.
Oh, I want to say, like, when we did that movie, The Requin? Yeah.
The Requeen, or whatever you called it. The Requin?
Whatever. Whatever.
Oh, that's a callback. What did he say? It was the week win? I forget what the hell it was, but it was hilarious. You were on that show, weren't you, Mona?
What show?
The Requin.
The
Alicia Silverstone shark film. Was it? Tyler was on that one, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I think that's the last time he's been on
Heroes.
But
I don't
remember
anyone named Tyler on.
But either way, he said whenever he watched this movie, the song made him tear up.
He didn't even ask how the dog died.
Yeah, probably assumed.
You probably already know. At the pet cemetery.
So he could combat all rabid and stinky?
Right. Watch out for the mummy. Some good hike in there. So is this like just a separate story, like not the first one happened or didn't happen?
Oh yeah, it happened. I mean, that Creed house, they thought that was the family from the first movie.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, they,
I don't remember. I didn't remember that was their name.
And they tell a few stories about what happened to the family. A little later.
No.
I don't know. You don't know until...
Things are dead for a reason.
That is my dog.
Yeah, but when you're in deep despair, you're not thinking clearly.
No. Oh.
I done seen enough of horror movies to think clearly.
I'm going to bury Nudie in the pet cemetery.
Good. I hope to come back and eat you.
Me too.
That could mean So many different things.
Wonder what he meant with that.
Yeah, you wonder. I wonder what I'm talking about, Willis.
I don't even want to know. That's how I feel about it. TMI. If I wasn't so sleepy after this, I watched Saw number 4, but I guess I'll wait till Friday night or something.
When's the new one out coming?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Ooh. Well, maybe going to the movies next weekend then.
And I got
another Saw.
Yep. Mm-hmm. See it. Yep.
I've only seen the first one, maybe some of the second.
Yeah, apparently this one takes place, like, what, between 2 and 3, I want to say?
Yeah.
I wonder how much longer they're going to be doing these with all these flashbacks of Tobin Bell's getting up there.
Yeah. How old is he? Ain't he about 80-something?
Yeah, I believe so.
I just wish Spiral didn't have Chris Rock in it. If anybody played that character but him, it would have been a good movie, but I just couldn't not see Chris Rock.
Being serious.
Even the way he talked, it was just, it's like, this is Chris Rock. Nobody, like, you know, I just couldn't disassociate him from that character. And but I made the movie. Just didn't like the movie because of it.
He thought he was still Pookie from off of New Jack City. And bad thing about that movie, he was the executive producer of that joint.
Mm. And like the voice the newer Jigsaw had, I mean, I understand it's not a Jigsaw or Jigsaw Apprentice, so he's doing something different, but I just did not like the voice that he shows.
I want to play a game.
I walk
too.
Yeah, what lesson did you teach him? Like, that I'm an asshole?
Basically.
What kind of lesson would you learn from that? Uh-oh. The werewolves are attacking.
Bunny Wabbit. The little bunny wabbits.
Dead.
On the wabbit. Zowie's back.
Back again. Zowie's back. Zowie's back.
Zowie Wowie.
Like, she knows the dog's dead. Because she's not too bright. I mean, she did marry him, too. What I do now.
Look at his damn eyes.
Don't look what you did to me.
He's still walking with that damn limp. Huh? The dog gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna laugh like shit.
Go call the vet. What happened to him? My stepdad shot him. Like, is he the only policeman in the fucking...
Yeah, it must be one of those small-ass towns.
It's a big ass. A little more like a wolf than a fucking dog.
The husky there. Yeah, like I said, that's what our dog is, too. She's that big.
He's just some psycho go trigger happy.
Yeah, you can't keep him by your parents. They're trying to be dead as a doornail.
Oh, yeah, I was just realizing I saw Anthony Edwards in a movie earlier this year, Miracle Mile. Anyone seen that?
No.
No.
I was just thinking about it because I just realized, oh yeah, Denise Crosby was in that one, and no, she was in the first movie. It's a nuclear war movie. It's, well, one of the least depressing nuclear war movies. I mean, doesn't leave you in such despair like a movie like Threads does. Oh, yeah, you can tell this was a music video director right here.
Yep. And it shows. Dog sitting up in a damn rocking chair. Looking demonic as shit.
Oh, there's a funnier dream sequence with the dog later.
Oh, the dog shouldn't be breathing if he's dead. I mean, I know things brought him back to life, but they don't breathe, do they?
Well, he's breathing.
Who knows?
I mean, I guess they can't stop a dog from breathing, I guess.
It's a movie.
They can, but they need the dog, Moody.
Yeah.
Fucking dead.
Who knows the rules with these pet cemetery zombies? Who knows?
Yeah, I guess we'll have to figure out the rules when the new movie comes out.
Yes.
And no heartbeat, but he's breathing.
You know, right?
And remember, it's 92. They can't CGI out the breathing.
Yeah.
Lunchtime. Yeah, it's a Halloween time movie for sure.
Happy Halloween. Got a wonderful lineup of Halloween films. I haven't even picked mine yet.
Why, what are the rest?
Oh, you want me to tell you what they are, do you?
Yes. Tell us, Nudie.
All right, let's see. I gotta find the folder.
Oh,
All right. We have Mona's pick, All Hallows Eve, the first appearance of Art the Clown. Andrew picked Carnosaur 2. And, of course, the aforementioned Willis's three fucking Ghostbusters cartoons. And I haven't made a pick yet. So. Willis wanted to do Halloween Ends because he forgot that we fucking did it.
Yeah. I thought he was kidding. I thought you were kidding, too. Willis.
Yeah, I thought he was being a jackass.
I did too. He seriously forgot that we had done it.
Yep.
Well, that's why I made that list. You don't read that list. You're on the list, buddy.
I ain't think no more about it. I could have swore that we did not do that movie. And I forgot we did because Nudie was bitching all through the whole thing.
I know.
And I forgot that quick.
The movie blows. That's why it was.
Never going to be a worse.
I thought blowing was a good thing.
Not for that.
Never going to be a worse bitch fest than the Fog remake.
Oh, no. I made a mistake of seeing that movie when it first came out because I wanted to get out the house to get away from my wife.
It blows stinky dicks.
It blows like shit on a stick.
Oh, damn, man. Rather discipline the kid than get some.
I know, right?
Oh, God.
All right, Ike. That's Ike.
What? He doesn't creep you out in this movie? Because he's pretty fucking creepy.
No. I want to stab him, yeah, like I said, but...
Yeah, see here they're talking about what happened in the first movie. Mm. Although I don't think this part happened about the... Hey, maybe they could do a legacy sequel to the first movie. See what happened to Ellie.
No. No more legacy sequels. That need to be over with.
You know what? There is actually one movie I wish they'd make, like, a legacy sequel to. At least do another sequel. Bring back the original actor. That is the Wishmaster movies. And bring back Andrew Devoff.
Yeah, they can do them and make it interesting. Because all it is somebody with granting three wishes.
Yeah, but I want them to bring him back because the other two sequels without him just ain't as good.
They were some trash. Straight up trash.
Yeah. I mean, no, those first two movies, man, I just like the parts where he's not in costume and just his regular self.
Yeah, fucking
with that big old shit eating, big old shit eating grin he has. I wish my lawyer would go fuck himself.
As you wish.
Oh, here it comes.
What the fuck was he gonna do? Stake him with the cross?
I don't know.
We'll never find out.
All right.
Oh, Clancy Brown and neck wounds.
That'll learn ya.
This movie just sounds so 90s.
Yeah.
With a soundtrack. Rare, 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 rare.
I love
the
soundtrack.
Stop breathing, Clancy.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's breathing a lot.
No, you didn't kill him. The dog did. He was about to stake you like you were a vampire.
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Yeah, but nobody can see that Zoe's not right.
They slow, Nudie. They slow.
Clearly.
They're grieving.
And just,
oh, well.
The dog just bit the fucking guy's neck off.
Let's bury him anyway.
Yeah, they got to bury him up here. I just wonder how that goes. I mean, you don't see
nobody
the process.
Alert. Sorry, go ahead.
We don't see the process of them dragging his body up there, you know.
Nobody learns lessons in this town.
Right.
Big old 6'5", Clancy Brown, his corpse being dragged by just two preteen kids.
That's why it took till the morning.
Well, hell, in the original novel, there's this story about how somebody buried a bull up in the burial ground.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to say they touched upon that a little bit in the remake, and yeah, maybe they'll do it in the prequel.
She's a horrible mother.
Yeah, she is.
Burying a body. Didn't you do that when you were a kid?
Yeah, right. Everybody buried bodies.
Your best friend? No?
We're in a Stephen King movie. We're at least we weren't going to go see a body.
To go poke it with a stick.
Yeah.
It is the morning.
I know. Oh, he said it. Never mind.
He said it. Never mind.
Looking like a fucking creep.
That don't creep you out, Mona?
No.
I wouldn't be able to sleep near a window like that.
Not as much as Dexter and Dexter.
Dexter. Oh, boy.
Now he all nice and shit now. What a difference a death makes.
Found him.
Found him.
I guess the pet cemetery, if you an asshole in real life, it changes you nice. And if you not an asshole, it turns you into a complete monster.
I wouldn't say he's not an asshole.
Yeah. You meant to say if you're an asshole, it turns you into a complete whatever. Yes, Willis? Is that what you meant to say?
I said, if you're an asshole, it turns you into a nice person.
Yeah, clearly not.
We're going to see right here that
cheating
is not true.
Raping his wife. Well, that's nice. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, and the rabbits. Yeah, the rabbits will later say, yeah, he's a very nice person.
But the rabbits are for eating, so it don't matter.
Take a shower first.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is he talking like a zombie now?
Yeah, such a nice guy, huh, Willis?
Willis, I'm just kidding. Happy Halloween.
Now he's a nice guy, huh?
Yeah, guess not.
Willis. Only in America, right, Willis?
Basically.
Basically. He doesn't keep the food from him now.
These people are delusional.
We're a real family now. He nods. The blood is infested.
He's dead. Kitty pieces.
Thing one and thing two.
We gotta say, twin girls in a Stephen King movie.
Oh boy.
He's alive.
They made it down there slowly.
He's all happy Halloween.
Oh no.
No cats were injured in the making of this film.
I will hope so.
Oh boy. You're in trouble now. Why would you let your kid go stay there when you know the dead dogs are going to go after them?
Because he's not too...
Well, I mean, obviously the dog would go home, right?
No.
No.
I told you everyone's delusional and no one learns lessons in this town.
Well, that's kind of true.
Don't pick out the plot holes.
No.
Don't tell me what to do.
That's the name.
Just fisted the dog.
Yep.
Church.
Church.
Was he in the first one?
Yeah.
Church. Well, no, not this guy. No.
The cat's name. The cat.
I remember the cat, but he wasn't in it.
I don't know.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's from the first one returned at all for this one. Maybe the only person returning was the director, and that's it. Yep, such a nice guy.
They should have a church in that guy's room.
Yeah.
Shit list.
Wabbit season.
Yeah, Wascally Wabbit.
This is a great song.
Shitless.
All seven.
Yeah, I think they played it in Natural Born Killers as well. Anybody like seafood?
Yeah, she's annoyed when he's shitty to her, but not her son.
So gross.
Ugh. Yes, your neck wound showing.
So weird.
Massive neck wound, Gus.
Should at least get that shit stitched up like the Gergen and Highlander.
Boy, you're getting ready for war. Is he coming for revenge against the guy who tried to save him?
Oh.
The other crazy one, I remember this shit.
He's having nudie dreams.
He's having nudie dreams.
I'm slowly taking Mona's shirt off.
This one always makes me laugh.
The MTV fuck video.
Boobies!
They can't be hers because they're not showing her face.
The way he smiles.
Because.
Right. That's where the furry fetish came from.
The furry convention. he's fucking the dog.
It was all a dream.
That shit makes me laugh every time.
Dog's not like the stepdad. So he survived the night. Yeah, man, all the time. Where are you going to get with your $2 and your bike?
Ew, what's that noise?
Me having sex dreams about you in Canada Dry.
I
guess so. Of course, he has a moped. What the hell are we doing?
They gotta make him so stereotypical, fat kid.
Right? Like, jeez.
It's hard to maneuver when you're fat.
It kind of looks green screeny, don't it?
Yeah.
especially when you watch it on HDTV.
I hope that fucker gets killed. Hate that kid.
I think your wish is going to come true here in a bit.
I know it will, because he's an asshole. He's going to get it. Everybody's kind of rooting for it.
It's okay. They'll kill him and then they'll bury him. He'll come back as a nice person. Right, Willis?
Yeah.
You ever seen a bike take off a nose pour? Oh, tire.
Your mom!
Kid, psycho. Like, what the hell did he do to him?
I know, like, he just hates him for no reason. You gotta give me a ticket. That's not a finger, that's a hand.
You gonna really fuck up. Might as well keep on going.
Yep, saw too much.
Sorry, folks, we had some technical issues. We had technical issues with the internet, so we're going to start back up at 1 hour, 11 minutes, and 17 to 20 seconds. Somewhere in that range. So I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and go. Everybody hit start again, all right? 3, all right. 2, 1, and go. This is only the second time in like 450 episodes that we had this issue.
I know, right?
So that's not bad.
Yeah, that's funny. What was it?
What did we do? House of Wax? Was that the one?
Yeah.
I remember we had something like this happen probably with the first Pet Cemetery, I think.
Hmm. Now Zowie doesn't like him.
Nope.
That's what happens.
Protected him earlier, now he wants to kill him. Bad dog. Where's his mother?
I think she's going to be coming home here in a bit. Nope. Here's Johnny.
Oh, there she is.
You should just roll.
Mom, Gus is trying to kill me. Daddy's not done. Yeah.
He caught up fast.
Cheap. He puts on his hat. He's so evil.
You can tell he had a lot of fun with this movie.
What does he want?
Want to kill ya.
Uh-oh. Hit your brakes.
All these trucks getting so much accidents in this town.
Killed by potatoes.
Smashed and then finished off with some potatoes.
Rabbits,
this is not fish, beef.
Rabbits and potatoes.
That's evidence that can get his tire track from that potato.
Well, I think he's probably the whole police force in this town, so.
Yeah, we haven't seen another cop. Oh no, they're gonna bring the dickhead back to life?
They're gonna be nice guy now.
So him and Eddie Furlong are gonna have a Freddy versus Jason battle at the end. Yeah, he looks dead.
Give him a shitty dad.
Oh, by the way, have I told you I got attacked by a dog the other day?
For real?
No. I was supposed to be imitating Anthony Edwards.
Oh.
Apparently didn't tell anybody about that attack.
He's too embarrassed about that one.
Well, he was fucking the dog. I would be too.
Or is she? While you were having sex with the secretary, I unburied Mom. And I buried her again. Even the formaldehyde, she can still come back to life.
He's not, like, concerned how Gus could have died. We did it with Gus.
He doesn't believe him. Look at him. He's like, I did it. I unburied Mother.
I think Gus unburied her.
He unburied.
Unburied. Dug her up.
He,
dug her up.
Yeah, you know what I meant.
So I'm the one who's been saying unburied. What? What are you saying?
What did they say? My creepy son.
They said somebody unburied my wife.
Someone dug up my wife. Will you stay here with my creepy son?
Some folks. Oh, Gus did it.
Almost like common sense right there.
Is all that real?
And the stepmom ain't done, did nothing wrong at all. She's been nice the whole time.
She's barely been in this whole movie, though.
I know, that's the thing.
Yeah, I think last time we saw her was, like, at the very beginning.
I thought she was, like, the secretary or some shit.
Maybe I forget she what she was.
That's how it started.
Is she the stepmom now? We didn't even see a date or a proposal or anything.
You want that whole story?
I think yeah. We just saw, like, connecting when they were just moving into the house. It's like, oh, hey, you're attractive. I'm widowed. Oh.
Yeah, because she kind of looks like the ex-wife. The dead wife.
She has a type.
What the fuck are we watching? All of a sudden, he's making deals with Gus.
It's supposed to be the Yeti. Well, not the Yeti. What is it? The Wendigo. Yeah. You can tell somebody worked on music videos, made this movie big time. That looked like something out of a goddamn Guns N' Roses video.
Yeah.
Hard to hold the candle in the cold November rain.
Yikes. Okay.
He's so weird. Jeff left, honey. You shouldn't have fell asleep.
Jeff? My Jeff?
Chief?
Jefe? El Jefe?
My name is Jeff.
Golf? They're so pretty. I like shiny things.
Look, it's a move. The dead wife's dress. I think I'll put it on.
You only got a couple more minutes left to do what you gotta do, damn it.
Oh boy. That didn't go as planned.
Remember me, motherfucker.
So, gunshots can hurt a dead dog. Okay.
Hell yeah, I mean. In the first movie, he pretty much killed them with the, well, the stuff they usually put pets to sleep with.
Yeah, him and the shoulder real good. Now you're gonna be walking around like handyman.
We're at the Texas Chainsaw House. Upside down cross.
That's the Creed house, ain't it?
Yeah, all the holes in the walls from Apollo boxing.
And then they're cooking them rabbits.
I love building a dog door.
Oh, jeez.
You know, you, me and your wife used to be sweethearts. Did you know that?
I wanted to fuck her. Guess you gotta shoot them in the head, huh?
That's the end of that. No more guns for you.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
No more shoulder.
I think the pain will knock the guy out.
It's a delightful One of my favorite Simpsons moments with Mr. Burns and Hans Mole Man. It's a delightful TV leprechaun. I'm going to steal your lucky charm. Oh no, my brains.
Oh.
Eventually, one of them will work.
Now he's the zombie. That was a nice dance.
His face, like, oh well.
Guy's gonna need an aspirin. Hurry up and find your kid. Mommy's going to be alive any time now.
Mommy.
Mommy.
Oh, you waste all your bullets.
Make sure that motherfucker dead.
How going to explain that to the other non-police that are at the place?
If you test his blood, you'll see he's been dead for 2 weeks.
Armor Gerd. Fuck, this kid took a wackadoo, huh? He went from being a normal sad kid to a wackadoo in like 5 minutes.
He's seen a lot, Nudie. It's a lot for a young boy.
Seen a lot in the last 90 minutes.
Mom?
Mom. This guy does have a mother issue.
That's an Oedipus smile.
Did my boy do this? Oh my God. You're not pretty no more.
One side.
She almost looked like...
You look like what?
She almost like how the girl was dead in the first one. With her eye all leaking and shit.
Yeah, I guess she kind of does. Yeah, I do. Say that.
No.
You're a blood virus, Renee. Or whatever the fuck they are.
Mom looks pretty normal. Don't know how long she was in there.
Yeah, right? She came back a movie star. Not
superstar.
Not a speck of dirt on her.
I know, right? Look just as clean as she wanna be.
Maybe K-Man.
Oh yeah, he used what's that actor's wax on her face?
Oh, mommy.
Mommy.
Set up your own kid. Goddamn, dad.
The AR ain't even matching up with him right.
Mother of the year. Ugh. Willis is green goo. Hi, ball, Jake. Oh no, she's gonna get electrocuted again.
Not again.
Trying to get like Joseph Gordon-Levitt in H2O. Oh.
Nice. We had two good deaths for that douchebag. Two for the price of one.
I'm to mommy.
Mommy. Mommy's melting.
I'm melting.
Yeah, that's why she looks so preserved.
Come on, Dad, get up. Come on, nerd.
Talk to me, goose.
Burn with me. Daddy's better. Why is she staying on the bed?
I don't know.
Like she could have ran out too. That's just a movie.
Yes.
Calm down, jeez.
God dang it.
That is better.
Freddy. Dan.
Burn that shit down to the ground. Oh, Kitty's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
The lucky one of the batch.
Yeah, because he wasn't in the cage with all the other ones.
Oh, fuck this place.
Yeah.
Peace out, bitches.
Now the town's got no vet and it's got no sheriff.
Ain't got no vet.
You don't have a police force, sheriff.
Reminiscing about the dead.
I know, like he was such a nice guy.
Yeah, that's what we saw for 5 minutes. Oh yeah, let's reminisce about the bully too. Such fond memories with the bully.
Everyone on here was an idiot.
Alright, Jake, take control.
Oh wait, it's not even over for me.
Just oh, yet, it's not over yet. Oh boy, yeah. Are we gonna get a carry ending?
I don't know. Now it's just focusing on the graveyard now. Okay, now it's over. So, Nudie, what do you think about this one?
The remote!
I liked it. I had fun with it, even though my internet fucked up in the middle. But I enjoyed it. I love Clancy Brown. He's fucking amazing. And anything he does, I'll go a nice 7 out of 10.
Yeah. Willis?
This movie is crazy as hell. I liked it. It was fun. This is not the first time I've seen it before. I've seen it a couple times. So I give it about a 7.5.
Okay. Mona?
I fucking love it. I've always loved this movie since I was 12. It's great. Great kills. It's funny. I'm giving it a 10.
All right, Ed.
My favorite.
Ding, 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 ding. The leprechaun is good.
Well,
so for a sequel, that's that's pretty amazing because there are not many sequels that are good, and this is probably just as good as the first one. It was good, really good.
Yeah, even though he wasn't on the show. Hey, let's ask Gary. Gary, what do you think? Oh, it's a part two, Jake, so I think it's really darn good.
That was a pretty good Gary, but you had to like break up a little bit in the middle of it all.
I couldn't resist. But for me, yeah, even though I do kind of like the original one better, this one, it just plays it a lot more goofy and a lot more cheesier. And goddamn, does Clancy Brown just steal the whole show, chewing up all the scenery, man. Chewing up the scenery like the mashed potatoes he was chewing on. So I'll give 187 as well. All right. That's our first of the Halloween episodes, and I don't know who will be next.
Don't know either. We'll just plop one in there and we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Or so, you can do the Ghostbusters and get it over with.
Might as well.
Yeah, all right. Mora's on board, so yeah. We'll do that next time, get it over with. This should be an amazing show.
Okay, so until next time, peace out, y'all.
Good night.
Go fuck yourselves. See ya.